Now, you were supposed to be in the studio this morning. Why are you in Brisbane?
I know. Virgin stitched me up and they dropped me off in Brisbane instead of the Sunshine Coast and wanted me to catch a bus. And I said, I'll wait till I can get a lift tomorrow now.
Isn't it true you had a wind problem?
I don't know what it was. There was a whole lot of wind happening in there.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, look, you're in Brizzy now, but you're back in town tomorrow.
And the other thing about you is you're a redhead.
I know.
What happened?
I'm a copper cowgirl, I think it's called, a copper cowboy. And the back of my head is all shaved. I love the feeling. It feels so nice, but it's very different. So I did for the world's greatest shave. I'm the ambassador this year, one of the ambassadors, I should say. And this year you don't just have to shave. You can cut, colour and or shave. So I did all of it.
So can you spin around and show me the shave bit on the back of your head?
Can you see it properly?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Very cool. Okay.
Now, this is something very close to your heart. Your dad, Marcos, has had a hell of a year. Tell us what your family's been through.
Yeah. So Dad got diagnosed with blood cancer a few years ago now, started chemo last year, and then underwent a bone marrow transplant. Oh. He's physically bounced back amazingly because that's just my dad.
He runs past our house every afternoon, like the legend that he is.
Running. He's only just recovered, but mentally, and every day is a battle, obviously, with somebody that, like, that's such a huge transplant. So we're still taking it day by day. That's why this year I am the Greatest Shave Ambassador, and I'm back home to hold a fundraiser at my brother Bradley's gym, UBX Mooloolabah. So if you're around and want to pop by, we'll be there in the morning from 6:30 till 10:30. And then we're going to go to Marucci Bowls Club, I think that's what it's called, from 3.
I need to ask you a serious question.
Money. Yeah.
Do I have to exercise?
Well, I'm not going to, so that's no, good. I'm not going to make anybody exercise. Okay. But for the fit people that really want to, there's going to be like challenges that we're doing to win prizes, and we'll have a coffee van and little treaties. So you can just come and have a treaty if you don't want to work out, or do an ice bath challenge, whatever the fit people do.
Oh, yeah. The ice bath challenge.
Yeah, they're really popular, really they popular.
Hey, your brother Bradley, who owns UBX, he was also the undercover brother on your Bachelorette.
I always try to reel him into things, don't I? I'm like, well, you've got to do this next. He's like, oh, I know. What's going to be next? But, you know, he's very beautifully, the undercover brother has very beautifully dedicated his gym. And he's also going to dye his hair like that platinum Eminem style to help.
Oh, yes. That infamous kind of blonde look. All right, cool. All right.
So he's going to help me reach my target. 10,000 is my target. I'm almost there. So I'm hoping Sunshine Coast will send me up and above, because they're the best when it comes to support.
They really are.
And have you got a website to we can all just go to, or what is it?
Yeah, so you can go either, the link is in my Instagram, but you can also just type Angie Kent World's Greatest Shave and my page will pop up. Any amount is so grateful. $5, you know, nothing's too small. Go nuts, and I very much appreciate it.
Brilliant. Now, we need to chat telly. You've got another... Yeah. Am I allowed to call you a hoarder yet or not? Have you got through that?
Oh, my God. If you could see my suitcases right now, you'd be like, ooh, this girl does not know how to let anything go. I'm a mini hoarder.
No, you're a collector. I thought collector is okay.
I'm a collector / maybe I need to learn to let things go a little bit.
Are you one of these people that's pulling stuff out of your bag at the airport because you haven't made the wait?
Oh, my gosh. Because I travel so much, you think I'd be better at this by now, but I'm not. I'm at my friend's place because I got stuck here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bags.
Oh, what? My God.
I know.
How long are you coming to the Sunshine Coast for?
I'm actually going back up to my home on the mountain, Tambourine Mountain. Oh, okay. So I'm going to be here for a while. So.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. So when's your TV show on? When can we watch your hoarders?
So Space Invaders is on at the moment. I think we've only got 3 episodes left. So it's been going since after the tennis. So only 3 episodes left. And then I guess we'll probably start filming again in the middle of the year, hopefully, if it comes back. So watch this.
Well, they're going to find you in the pile of rubbish first.
I should be on the show. I should be like, hey, Peter, he's the main declutterer. Yeah. Do you want to come to my storage unit and suitcases? Because I've got a lot of stuff.
And do you really have a storage unit?
I do.
Oh, and your house?
Oh. I live anywhere.
Angie,
I'm a gypsy.
We're going to run. We're going to run. Good luck tomorrow doing it all for the Leukemia Foundation.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Lots of love.